With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Texas has filed a state litigation against a New York doctor under the terms of its pro-life heartbeat law. Here's Ed Donahue.
The lawsuit accuses New York doctor Margaret Daly Carpenter of violating Texas law by providing the drugs through telemedicine to a Texas patient. They are seeking up to $250,000. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton said the 20-year-old woman who received the pills ended up in a hospital with complications.
That is Ed Donahue reporting. The litigation marks a new challenge to interstate telemedicine. It introduces constitutional issues that pit the terms of the Texas pro-life law against New York State's so-called shield laws. Those are ones designed to safeguard doctors who provide abortion pills to patients in other states. The head of America's premier small business advocacy group says the tax bill President Trump enacted during his first term breathed new life into small business owners around the country.
Whether it's hiring more people, paying more wages, giving them more benefits, or just reinvesting back into, you know, machinery and equipment to make their businesses grow. And so super critical that that gets extended.
And that is Alfredo Ortiz, president and CEO of the Job Creators Network. He was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. Less than 10 minutes was all it took for a large pile of toys donated by the White House staff to disappear as Jill Biden and children from military families sorted them into boxes as part of the annual Marine Corps Reserve Toys for Tots campaign.
This season can be filled with excitement and wonder with colorful lights and hot chocolate and presents.
Hot chocolate!
Your children certainly aren't shy. That's a good thing. As a teacher, I'm telling you, that's a good thing.
This is SRN News. Christians in Syria are wondering what the future holds for them, Michael Harrington reports.
The overthrow of dictator Bashar Assad by Muslim rebels has cast a pall of uncertainty over the country's small Christian community. Things were far from ideal under Assad, but believers did feel some sense of stability during his rule. Now it's unclear how the rebels, some of whom are Islamic militants, will treat Syria's Christians. Religious freedom groups say it won't be long before the new leaders of Syria will show the world how tolerant they plan to be. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Also at srnnews.com, the fate of pro-life laws and those having to do with LGBT issues will be decided by state Supreme Courts, and many of them were altered by the recent election. Republicans expanded their majorities on the Supreme Courts of both North Carolina and Ohio. In Arizona, conservative justices survived a campaign to oust them over their decision to revive a long-buried abortion ban. This is SRN News. The company that operates TikTok has suffered another legal setback.
A federal appeals court has left in place a mid-January deadline in a federal law requiring TikTok to be sold or face a ban in the United States. The court rejected a request made by the company to halt enforcement until the Supreme Court reviews its challenge of the statute. Attorneys for TikTok and its China-based company ByteDance are expected to appeal to the Supreme Court. I'm Norman Hall.
Senator Tom Cotton lays out a host of complaints about China's influence in the U.S. in his upcoming new book called Seven Things You Can't Say About China.
China runs massive espionage networks that has infiltrated not just the federal government, but state and local government as well, and corporate America and our academic universities. And it is high time that we cut it off.
Senator Cotton spoke this week with the Salem Radio Network. More on these stories at srnnews.com.